In the tender embrace of Advent, we find ourselves on the cusp of a wondrous journey. Like the first light of dawn, joy begins to illuminate our hearts. In Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 through 4 and 8 through 11, we hear the prophet's voice, a herald of good news to the oppressed, a proclamation of liberty to the captives, and the promise of joy for those who mourn. We witness the human experience where joy and sorrow intermingle, where we long for a deeper sense of purpose and meaning. Advent reminds us that joy is not a fleeting emotion, but a wellspring that flows from the heart of God, reaching out to touch our lives. Isaiah's words speak of transformation, of beauty rising from ashes, of joy blossoming in unexpected places. It's a promise of renewal and hope. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who mourn in Zion, to give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit. They will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord to display his glory. During this Advent season, let us open our hearts to the joy that comes from selfless giving, from being present for one another, from finding purpose in the service of others. In this season of Advent, may joy be our guiding light, filling our hearts with hope and our spirits with praise. Like stars in the night sky, may our joy shine brightly, a testament to the light that has come into the world. Amen.